listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch. Welcome, everybody. Well, it's the first of the year here, and we've made it. We all got through it, didn't we? And we all know what happens each year. Yeah, we try to make resolutions and make changes and things like that. We're going to be talking about that today. I want to encourage you guys, if you want to call in, by the way, as always, you may do so here live on the air, 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. Now, if you're shy and you don't want to get your voice on the radio, you can go ahead and email me directly. And if you have a great question, whatever you want to ask my guest today, you can just go ahead and email me at docmichelle@aol.com. And that's connected right here to the webpage of LA Talk Radio. So here we are on the couch together. And, you know, we've all made resolutions. Some of us, I spoke with a colleague this morning and I said, so tell me what your resolutions are. And he said, nothing. I'm going to break them anyway. So it doesn't matter. Might as well not disappoint myself from the get-go. But, you know, we want to lose weight or exercise more, eat better, get our taxes done early, right? Meditate. All these good things. Be more aware of others' feelings, whatever we say. But sometimes they fall by the wayside, right? You know, 2 weeks down and we're not going to the gym anymore. We're not practicing that meditation. Well, my guests today, Anodia Judith and Lyon Goodman, they're going to talk about their new book. It's called Creating on Purpose and how we can make step-by-step plans to improve our lives in general, keep on track with our intentions, whatever they may be, personal, financial, or social. So if you want to actualize a dream, guys, you've been saying, well, next year I'm going to do it. If you really want to make it happen this year, 2013, and who doesn't, of course, then this book just might be for you. And the good news, though, is you get to hear some great information about how to change your lives today. To bust the blocks that occur in each of our chakras. We'll talk about chakras too and the energy places. We've talked about that before here on the air, but how they can make a way for a direct path for manifesting your highest aspirations. So that's the way it works. So as a psychologist, you guys know I'm a proponent of utilizing the power of our thoughts and putting our actions out there in the world to create what we wish in our lives. But there's always more. And I think these guests are going to tell you how to get more out of your life. So welcome and thank you for being so patient for holding. Anodia and Lyon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
I really enjoyed reading your book. It's called Creating on Purpose, The Spiritual Technology of Manifesting Through the Chakras, guys. That's the full title. It's a new book. And it is different from a lot of the self-help books that I read because it contains different elements that help you step by step sort of create the pathways to unblock the energy that you're hanging on to in your body. And you all have heard about the law of attraction out there, right? The Secret and the all that stuff. What do you guys feel is the reason why people have such a hard time creating what they want in their lives?
Well, the law of attraction states that if you concentrate on something, it will happen. And that's a part of the story, but it's not the whole story. One of the things I like to say is that nobody ever had a bag of money fall on their head by meditating or saying affirmations.
Yeah.
Because money is in the social realm, and the social realm has different creation requirements than the mental realm. You could create happiness inside yourself by focusing on happiness. Mm-hmm. You could create joy inside yourself by focusing on joy, but you can't create money by focusing on money, because money isn't in the personal universe, it's in the social universe.
Right.
So in the social universe, what's required is action. And so a lot of people are disappointed in the results of affirmations or the law of attraction, but it's because they're sitting around hoping. They're basically in hope rather than in action toward their dreams.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. You know, it really does. It's very simple, actually. So
I would also
Go ahead.
Simply meditating on what you want doesn't eliminate the blocks, the hidden blocks you have inside to getting what you want.
Hmm.
So if you have a hidden belief that you're not worthy, you can meditate all you want on attracting money, and that hidden belief is going to interfere with it. So you need a technique to remove the hidden negativity in order to make your intentions come clear and fully manifest.
You know, that makes a lot of sense as well. And you know, we were talking earlier, but there is that psychological component of, you know, if you're believing you are not worthy or you're not healthy or you're not whatever, you're not going to ever attract great relationships because you're not good enough. Whatever that core belief is, you're right. It's not going to happen unless you do clear some of that energy, I guess, the blockages that we all sort of create. Do others create blockages for us in our lives, do you feel? I mean, you know, as growing up, as kids.
Well, blockages can be internal or external.
Ah.
Blockages within me could be a belief, it could be a habit, it could be an emotional fear, it could be a past memory. But blockages could also be, you know, people can't, you know, go off and travel because they have children at home, or they can't do something because their partner doesn't agree. Blockages can exist in the physical world if you don't have the tools to do some. So blockages can exist on many different levels.
Yeah.
Okay. But the key is to handle the blocks and the barriers and the resistance, because the only difference between a person who's successful at what they do and a person who's unsuccessful, they both have blocks and barriers come up. It's just that successful people have ways of dealing with the blocks and barriers and resistance that comes up automatically.
Mm.
And one of the principles we teach is that whenever you attempt to create something new, whenever you create an affirmation or a declaration or a promise to yourself or to other people, what happens in the mind, this is just a rule of the mind, is that all of the old promises, the old beliefs that were created before, come up and reassert themselves.
Wow.
So when you say, I'm going to not eat chocolate for the next month, immediately the old beliefs, I love chocolate, comes up and jumps up in your face. And that's why these resolutions don't last very long. It's because people don't have techniques for handling those old promises and beliefs and conclusions that they had before.
Mm-hmm.
So in our workshop and in the book, we teach a number of techniques for handling all of the blocks and the barriers and the resistance that come up whenever you make a promise or try to create something new.
Mm-hmm. Well, you both, I understand, met in a very interesting way, as you talked about a little bit earlier, Lion. You said it's very interesting how we got together. Just to give listeners an idea of your backgrounds, Anna Dia, I know that you're the author of several great books on the chakra systems, and you also have the background of being a psychotherapist as well. And so, can you talk a little bit about you know yourself and how you came about thinking about putting together this book? And I'd like to get the same, you know, response from Lion as well.
Well, I had taught about the chakras from the ground up for many, many years, and my early books were all on that direction, which we call the current of liberation, where you move from the earth up toward higher consciousness, up heavenward, and you get freer and freer with every step. And also in my private practice, working with clients, I was helping people, you know, remove blockages. I was helping people get over their limitations and find more positive beliefs and heal their emotional wounds and find that liberation. But as I was, you know, I had four children, and I went and got my master's and PhD, and I wrote half a dozen books, and I was president of a large organization, and people said, well, how do you do it? And I said, well, I manifest.
Yes.
And I had to really think about, well, how do I do it? And I realized I actually take the downward journey through the chakras, which we call the current of manifestation, that begins in consciousness and gains density and specificity at each as you go down until you have something manifested on the physical plane.
Oh, that's great. And I want to get into how we can do that. I don't want to spoil your great book and all the steps. You've got to read the book, guys, to get into it and learn the steps of how to do this, because it's really profound and it's helpful. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Anodia.
Oh, I said, and it's also very systematic and practical. So it's an easy map to follow.
It sure is.
But Lion.
Yes, so I had learned a number of manifestation techniques through the course of all of my studies. I began studying consciousness in junior high school and continued through college with a great teacher, and then took lots of workshops, over 100 workshops and trainings of various kinds. And then I began teaching another course. And when I met Anodea, she was teaching a course on manifestation. I said, well, I know quite a bit about that.
Yeah.
We actually met in a romantic way and started a relationship, and she invited me to come take her course on manifestation and invited me to add what I knew to it. And we realized that we had complementary knowledge and wisdom about this process. Mm-hmm. So we sat down and created a new course, and the book and the workshop are a result of that. We teach workshops all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the combination of our two knowledge bases, hers in the chakras, mine in other realms, have made an incredible new and bold step in terms of understanding the process of manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really pleased with the results. And everybody who takes our workshop is also pleased with the results they get in their lives.
Mm. Neat. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here, and my special guest today, Anodea. She is an awesome author. I mean, she's created so many books. I don't know if you just tuned in or not. She was telling us about her background on chakra healing, and she's a psychotherapist as well. Anodea Judith and Lion Goodman, who, you know, has been working, my gosh, 30 years as a professional, the Leadership Institute, the Luminary Leadership Institute, and executive coaching, and of course, the manifestation and chakra studies as well, which is terrific. You guys talk about the core manifestation principles. Can you share some of those principles with us?
Sure. Why don't we alternate, Lion? I'll take the first one.
All right.
At the seventh chakra, it begins with consciousness creates. That means that you have to think of something before you can create it. Mm. Everything that exists began as an idea in someone's consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the house you live in, the clothes you're wearing, you know, every the food that you eat that someone prepared. So this is about conception and reception from spirit, so that we download our ideas and setting our intentions.
Mm-hmm. That's
looking at beliefs.
Okay. So when we go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Then we move down to chakra six, and the principle is vision vitalizes. So chakra six, which is the third eye, it has to do with vision. It has to do with our ability to see the future, to create our future by envisioning it. And so in that work, we talk about finding your life purpose, really uncovering what you're here for. Visioning your dreams. How do you want life to be in each of the major areas of life? And then beginning to put detail on it, because a vision of I have a good life isn't enough to manifest. We need to make it clearer and clearer, more and more detailed, more and more dense as we move down the chakras. So the more detail you bring to your vision, the better. So we take you through, in the book, we take you through exercises in which you can identify the vision you have for your life.
Now, when you're talking about, and I want to talk about the rest of them as well, the manifestation, the little principles, you're talking about going down each energy center of the chakras and sort of being aware of how we're moving through them. In other words, the first level conscious creates, the second the vision vitalizes, I can't say that. Is that what you...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Vision vitalizes is the sixth chakra. So, yes, we're going down the chakras step by step.
Great, great. So chakra five is the throat area?
Chakra five is the throat mm-hmm. area, mm-hmm. and the manifestation principle there is conversation catalyzes.
Mm.
That means talk about something, we catalyze ideas and support and feedback mm-hmm. in other people.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, chemical catalyzation process. We actually spark something. And when we talk about things, we have to get a little more specific mm-hmm. than when we just imagine them. And they become a little bit more real because we're starting to put it out into the world.
Hmm. Absolutely. Have to be careful of what you say, too, huh?
Yes. And it's a different thinking of what you want and actually writing it down or expressing it mm-hmm. to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the fifth chakra, often people think about speaking as the throat chakra, but it's also listening.
Ah.
And so the feedback process, when you share your dream with someone and they mm-hmm. give you feedback, that's a really important part of chakra five.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move down into chakra four, the heart, and our principle is love enlivens.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we examine all the relationships you need to bring any dream into reality. You know, even if you're an artist and you are a sculptor of stone, you still need to interact with the people at the quarry, and you still need to interact and have a relationship with the people in the gallery and your customers.
Mm-hmm.
So we identify all of the relationships that you need to bring any dream into reality. And this is where the law of attraction comes in.
Mm-hmm.
We see the law of attraction a bit differently. It's like, what attracts you? If someone
right.
says, oh, I saw a really terrible movie last night, you should go see it.
Mm.
You know, that's not very attractive.
No.
Or, I went to this restaurant, the food is really bad.
Yeah.
You know, what attracts people is what's remarkable. Oh my God, that was so good, you should see it. So, so you attract people in your communication about your enthusiasm mm-hmm. and your joy about what you're doing, and that's what attracts people.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find the right relationships that will help you with your dream and connect with people mm-hmm. and communicate with them, creating a dream team, which is your support group, because none of us can do this alone. We say that all creation is co-creation,
mm-hmm.
and so we co-create with others,
right.
whether they're support people or colleagues or employees or even bosses.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have the right relationships in order to create.
Boy, is that true. Do you think we all attract like-thinking people into our lives or not? Do you think that's true?
Well, I think we attract
those
that we need. Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
Go ahead,
Ann O'Dea.
I think we attract people who are either part of our dream
mm.
and we attract people who will trigger the stuff that we need to cook inside ourselves and heal.
That makes a lot of sense. So chakra three are the solar plexus, right? And what does that represent?
That's the power chakra, and the mm-hmm. principle here is power produces.
Mm.
And this is where a lot of people fall down in the manifestation process. And again, if they just think about it, that it's going to happen, they get disappointed when they find out they have to take some action. They might have to get up in the morning and make phone calls. If they want to lose weight, they actually have to go to the gym and work out. You know, they actually have to do things. And a lot of people have blocks in keeping their will focused and on track because there's mm-hmm. so many distractions and challenges these days.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
how do we develop our power so that we can really produce what we want? And some of that has to do with having a very clear plan
mm-hmm.
of, you know, what we need to do and what has more priority over something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so that step by step, you can follow this plan. But then how do you remove your resistance when you get to that step in the plan that's what you don't want to do? Oh, but I don't want to get up at 6 in the morning and go to the gym before I go to the office.
Yeah.
How do we overcome the resistance and keep our will on track? So that's a lot of what we do in the third chakra for power produces.
Hmm. Yeah, you've got to take action out into the world. Makes a lot of sense, you know. Can't just think it. You've got to go through it and put it out there, the energy, so as to speak.
Yeah, we have a saying that dreams without action are just a daydream, but actions without dreams are a nightmare.
That's a good one. I like that. Seems true, huh? Now, chakra two, those are the pleasure pleases parts.
That's right. So chakra two is usually considered the sex organs or down in the pelvis. Mm. And pleasure is a key to manifesting anything, because if it's not fun, you're not going to want to do it for very long.
Right.
So finding out what gives you pleasure and moving toward pleasure will keep you going when the going gets tough.
Mm-hmm.
And so learning how to open to the pleasure of receiving,
mm-hmm,
and also giving is really important, because a dream for yourself alone is, you know, will fulfill your ego, but it won't really fulfill your soul.
Mm.
So pleasure, the second chakra also represents the balance between masculine and feminine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the element water. And so it's important to learn when to push and when to receive, you know, when to give and when,
yeah,
to receive. So it's a flowing time. It's a time to learn how to flow within your actions and also rest and take pleasure. And every time you accomplish a small part of your dream,
mm-hmm,
one goal, one small goal, you need to take the time to go, oh, that feels good. Because those little bits of pleasure, of accomplishment, will keep you going when things get tough. And for sure, they will get tough. There are blocks and barriers no matter what you want to create. I heard that Thomas Edison, you know, tried thousands of different versions of the light bulb before he got one to work. Now, at any point along that line, he could have said, this isn't fun anymore.
Right.
You know, I'm quitting.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't have light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
But what he did is he thought each time he failed, he thought to himself, wow, I've just found another way it doesn't work.
Ah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
So he found pleasure in discarding, you know, what doesn't work, so that, and he finally, you know, was able to find one that did work. So the second chakra is crucial to, mm-hmm, make whatever you're doing pleasurable and make it pleasurable for others to participate in.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people...
And that also,
yeah,
back
ahead
to what you said earlier about the way we see the law of attraction, is that people are attracted to something that will bring them pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're excited and joyful and enthused and having fun at what you're doing, other people will be attracted to be a part of it, whether you need to attract customers, mm-hmm, or clients or investors or coworkers or partners.
Mm-hmm.
Attracted to pleasure, they're not attracted to unpleasantness.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And the very first chakra, of course, you say matter matters. What is that about?
Well, you know, we've so denigrated the material world in most spiritual philosophies, mm-hmm, as if it doesn't matter. But in effect, in manifesting something, it matters greatly. It matters when you're building a house that you cut the boards to exactly the right length, mm-hmm, and nail them together in a particular way, or the house won't hold together. So what we talk about here at this step, and this is what really brings things all the way down into the manifested plane, is that we must complete each step, and we must complete all the steps,
mm-hmm,
in order to have something finished. You wouldn't sell a blouse in the store that had, you know, they didn't finish, they never sewed in the other sleeve. I couldn't sell a book to the publisher and say, well, I finished this, but the middle chapter I just left out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we have to finish something completely, and we have to finish it very precisely. And so we teach people in this chakra really about making commitment.
Yes.
Putting their commitments on a calendar, saying, I will call back so-and-so by 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. I will finish this business plan by, you know, September 1st. I will, you know, I'm going to lose weight, but I'm going to lose a specific amount of weight, and I'm going to do it by a certain date. To be very specific in what they're doing, to make a commitment, and to anchor it in time, mm-hmm, by putting it on a specific place in a calendar,
mm-hmm,
and then keeping their integrity. Because integrity is a manifesting principle. It makes something solid and firm.
Yeah.
By by keeping their word with their commitment.
Yes, yes. That's, you know, it all comes together really comfortably. I mean, it's very practical and yet sort of spiritual because, you know, we're talking about, you know, using your mind and going beyond the regular, you know, density of thoughts that we deal with every day. So what happens here is that what we're trying to go through the steps that you guys suggest in your book, The Creating on Purpose, and we try to get rid of those blockages, and you have step-by-step instructions, you know, starting, you know, with Conscious Creates and going all the way down to the first. You have these instructions. Why? I'm trying to form, you know, an idea for listeners. How can they go about each process to manifest what they want? I mean, what is the process of that you suggest they do step by step that works, that makes
right.
their
we,
dreams
we,
come true?
We have exercises in the book, in each chapter, in each chakra, because different people have different blocks and barriers. You know, some people are really good at talking about their dream, but they have a difficult time getting into action about it. Mm-hmm. Some people are great at acting on their own, but they have a difficult time being in relationship with others. Mm-hmm. So the book goes through not only the theory of each chakra, but also the particular blocks and barriers that come up in each one. Mm-hmm. And so a person can use the book as a guidebook, find out where they have their own blocks and barriers, and then do the exercises in the book that will move them through or give them a way to handle whatever's coming up. Mm-hmm. And that's the real key here, is because
right.
everybody's different, and we have different needs and different abilities. And so, but everybody gets hung up somewhere in
yeah.
that process.
Yeah.
And so we give all the many different exercises for each chakra mm-hmm. to help clear the blocks and barriers and give people a way. For example, in the belief realm, mm-hmm. we give people a way to remove beliefs
right.
Out of the way that are coming up and getting in the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the sort of thing that the book guides you through, is step-by-step exercises.
That's great. And I was just reading the deleting old beliefs and planting new ones in is similar to planting a garden. And then you have the step-by-step instructions how to release those old beliefs. And
that's right. That's right, because you wouldn't plant a garden without first removing the rocks and the weeds.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And ideas, affirmations, this was one of the problems with affirmations is that mm-hmm. is that every time you say an affirmation, if you haven't cleared the old beliefs, mm-hmm. they come up even stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to clear the old,
yes.
what's been planted there before, the weeds and the rocks, before you plant the new one. Once you have clear ground, once you've cleared the old beliefs, then when you plant the new belief, the new affirmation, mm-hmm. then it can grow beautifully.
That's neat. And these are exercises throughout the book, folks, just to help you go through these different steps. Again, you can write these things down. You can plan these things. You can verbalize. You can take action out into the world. Step-by-step ideas on how to really create what you want in your life. In case you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest, these guys have written this book. It's called Creating on Purpose, The Spiritual Technology of Manifesting Through the Chakras. Long-time author, Anodea Judith. She's written The Wheels of Life, Eastern Body, Western Mind, and Lion Goodman, of course. He's, you know, been inspiring people. He's the founder of Luminary Leadership Institute and, of course, a man who's been teaching creation, helping create your lives as well, the way you want to do it. We have a couple of emails, but I'd like to ask another question here to just sort of, and then we can shall we tackle a question here from one of our listeners? You guys talk about embracing your experience and how that's a key element in healing. What do you mean by this, and how does that help us heal?
Well, there's a common expression that what you resist persists. So if you are resisting an experience that is coming through you, then it will actually get stronger. And a lot of people say, well, I'm just not going to think about that. I'm just going to shove it down. I'm going to shove it out of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that that's very dangerous because it takes a lot of energy to keep something down. And what you're keeping down has energy as well.
Mm.
So that if instead you embrace it, whether it's your sadness or your fear or your uncertainty, or your hidden beliefs, if you embrace that, you can actually bring it up to consciousness and work with it and clear it. And then you harvest both the energy of your sadness or whatever, you harvest it to use for something else, and you also harvest the energy you were using to repress it.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the completion cycle, so that you complete something and then you can move toward your intention.
Ah.
Lion, do you want to add anything?
Yeah.
Yes, there are many ways to resist your experience. One is to go into your head and think about it. Another is to ignore it. Another is to distract yourself and do something else instead. And we have dozens of ways of distracting ourselves from actually experiencing our experience, especially if those are negative or problematic or painful experiences. But every time we do that, we're shoving that experience down into the subconscious, where it basically waits and sends out a little signal saying, I'm still here, I'm still here, I still want to be experienced, I still want to be felt. And so a lot of the annoying feelings and sensations that we have in our bodies are these little signals in the background saying there's something not complete yet. Because experience wants to be completed. We have experiences in order to experience them. And when we don't experience them, they go into the holding pattern. And a lot of people use a tremendous amount of their energy every day in keeping these things suppressed. So in our work, we teach how to bring them up, basically be willing to experience them. Because if you experience them fully, they will disappear. They'll complete their life cycle and disappear. And if you don't experience them, they'll just stay in the background as a little annoying signal. So if you have little annoying signals that are robbing you of energy, we have ways of dealing with them.
That's really well put. It makes a lot of sense. It really does. All right, we're going to read this email, if okay. It's a question from Cassie, who writes in, and she said, I'm a 35-year-old and have had some serious relationships, but never really felt like I have fallen in love with the right guy. How would you suggest I open myself up to find the love that I need? That's a good question. Okay, Lion?
I'm going to hand it to Anna Day. She knows a lot more about love than I do.
All right.
Can you teach some love? You know, there is, first of all, focusing on what you want, and we all do that when we're looking for a partner. Oh, I want somebody that has this characteristic or that, and that's the outward part, and that's worth doing. But to really focus on the essence of what you want, we actually have a meditation on our website, creatingonpurpose.net, that she can download that is called the Wishing Tree Meditation, that wishes on the deepest desires of the heart. And you have to be careful, because it brings you even more than is desired. So she might meet three people that trick her fancy at once, so she'll have to sort that out. But it's also removing the blockages within us that might be afraid of intimacy, that might be afraid of commitment, that might be afraid of being vulnerable, that might be afraid we'll get rejected. We have to work with all that, because that's going to get in the field.
Wow. That's a great. That's a good question.
And the other half of that, the external part. So yes, there's the internal work to do. You know, what's in the way inside of myself.
Yeah.
And the other is the external work, the action part. So, you know, if you're not meeting the right people, get out more. If you're not meeting the right people, find out where those people hang out and go be there. Ask everyone you know and communicate to everyone the sort of person you're looking for. So there are both there's the internal work and the external actions. In no matter what your dream is, using the book, you can take a look through your whole self from top to bottom and see where you're not moving forward, where you're stuck, where you're blocked. And so I recommend going through the book with that as your dream, and finding out where your blocks are and taking action to move through them.
Super. Great. Well, I hope they helped you out, Cassie, and thank you so much for emailing us. I'm talking today with Anna Dea Judith and Lion Goodman. They're authors of the book Creating on Purpose, The Spiritual Technology of Manifesting Through the Chakras. And each chapter, it's sort of giving you chakra-specific practices and techniques to support the couple of steps of the manifestation process, which I've talked about a lot here. You guys should be pretty familiar with it. Clarifying what you want and turning that desire into reality and noticing what arises to block the process, moving through those obstacles and, you know, just getting through them and essentially clearing your chakras so you can make the manifestation process easier and more direct. And this is like a step-by-step workbook. It gives you ideas on how to clear, you know, certain parts. And like you said as well, Anadea and Judah and Lion, that what happens is, you know, people sometimes have their own blockages. We all have different issues. We all have different blockages and problems, just like Cassie, who just wrote in, that we need help with. So I guess some of us move through the exercises pretty quickly, or some of us don't need certain ones, and others need, you know, more help, say, with the relationship issues or whatever we may need. It's very specific and can help someone define what they need as well.
One of my hopes is that a course like this gets taught in elementary schools around the world, because it really does make sense. Like, if you want to create something, there's a very practical step-by-step way of creating it. And these are principles that we've accumulated over our collective, you know, 40 years each, 50 years each of exploration. And we put them into the book because we think everyone should know them. It's like, these are the principles for making something happen. Mm-hmm. And these are the blocks that are stopping you. And here's how to remove the blocks. It's like, everybody needs this because we're all blocked somewhere.
Yeah.
The people who manifest really well and a lot and who have what they want, they've either intuitively mm-hmm. figured these things out, or they've learned them from mentors,
mm-hmm.
Because they're not taught in schools. You can go to your MBA school, and you're taught a lot of theory, but not how to create a business.
Mm-hmm.
So using these principles, you can create anything. You can create a relationship, you can create a business, you can create prosperity, but you need to go through all of the principles and mm-hmm. involve the whole self mm-hmm. in order to create in your life.
Yeah, it sure makes a lot of sense, too. Did you want to add anything to that, Anadea?
Well, again, you know, just to reiterate, a lot of people, when the blocks come up, they will say, oh, well, maybe this is the universe telling me I shouldn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, it's too hard, or this is just proof that I'm not capable of it. And as Lion mentioned earlier, the difference is just, you know, people who manifest big projects, and the bigger the project you choose, the more obstacles there will be just by nature of it.
Yes.
But the people who really manifest, they just don't get stopped by the blocks. They have just as many as anybody else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say to me, oh, well, I could never write like that, and, you know, I get writer's block and everything. Well, so do I, you know. I get it at times. Yeah, I don't know if this is any good, and what am I going to say? And I write and I rewrite, and I go through the same thing that anybody else does, mm-hmm. but I sit there and do it day after day, and I work at it until it's good. And I'll do whatever it takes
mm-hmm.
to be good, whether that's getting somebody, hiring an editor
yes.
to give me feedback, or, you know, getting mentored in something, or, you know, some practice I do before I'm writing. You know, it's if we're willing to do whatever it takes, then we will achieve what we want.
Mm-hmm. And this is a book that people can come back to time and time again if they feel blocked, or they feel like they're not achieving something that they would like to, or, you know, in whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, part of their life.
We even have a chart towards the back of it called Structures for Success.
Yeah.
A way that you can check your progress against structures and go, oh, I forgot to do that step.
Right.
I forgot to find the right relationships to give me support. I didn't create a dream team. I didn't create networks, or I didn't go look for a mentor when I got stuck on this, or I forgot to, you know, spend time in meditation imagining it. So if you look at that, you can just go back and say, well, what step did I leave out?
Yeah. Yes.
I've got a great story about that. When I was looking for a house, I was doing all the things you're told to do to find the right house. You get a real estate agent and you go look and see what's available.
Yeah.
And so I spent 3 months with my real estate agent going around looking at over 50 houses, and none of them were right.
Oh.
And I was frustrated. And I was sitting there one day and thinking, what's gone wrong here? It's like, I know, oh my God, I forgot to visualize what I was looking for. It's like, duh.
Oh.
And so I sat down and I created a very clear picture of what I what the qualities were of the house I was looking for.
Yes.
And there's always a bit of a time delay in visualization, but I didn't hear from my real estate agent for 2 weeks after that. But 2 weeks later, almost to the day, he called up and he said, I think I found your house.
Wow.
And we walked into the house, and there was the house with all of the qualities that I had specified, every single one of them. And he later told me that I got more house for the money than he had seen in 20 years.
Wow.
So visualization is one of the steps that needs to take place if you're going to create what you want.
Right. And I think that's where, you know, a lot of the manifestation teachings do fall short. It's just, well, you visualize and then you put some emotion behind it. And if you visualize enough, it's going to happen. But you're right. There are.
Right, yeah.
That's just one of the steps that people.
Just one of many. Yeah.
Which chakra is associated with money and finance struggles? Or, you know, people who say, I don't have enough, or worried about the economy. And you know.
We talk about money in the chapter on the first chakra.
Mm-hmm.
Because money is something, you know, it takes place in the social universe, as Lyon said, because it's a medium of exchange. You know, I'll give you a dollar and you'll give me an apple. But it is a material plane phenomenon.
Mm.
You know, the apple is something in the physical universe.
Yes.
So usually it's a first chakra issue about survival and grounding and prosperity and abundance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you step by step, you give people ideas about how to get through and do the things they need to do to change issues, you know, with finances and struggles and, you know, so they can, you know, make a better living for themselves.
Right. One of the important elements of money and matter matters is that you can't manage what you don't measure. That's an old principle in business. And business, of course, is a structure for success that has really become the biggest institution in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because it pays attention to details. So if your money is out of control, if you don't have enough money, if you have all the standard complaints about money, the first thing is to measure, is to keep really close track of every penny you spend and every penny you earn, and to note it and to learn how to do bookkeeping for yourself so that you can actually measure what's coming in and what's going out, because money is a flow state.
Yeah.
If you have more coming in than going out, you're in good shape, and if you have more going out than coming in, you're in bad shape.
Yeah.
So it's really important to measure it, and a lot of people, just by starting to measure their money flow, their financial situation immediately improves because they're paying attention to the reality, to the matter, to what matters.
Right.
And what matters is what's coming in and what's going out. That's one example.
And that measuring is being very specific. And so as you move down into density from pure idea to a manifested plane, things get more and more specific. And so being willing to be specific about what you want. Like some people will say, oh, I really want to lose weight in the new year.
Right.
Almost everybody says that after the holiday indulgences. And, you know, when we teach people to be specific, well, what does that mean? How much weight do you want to lose?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I want to lose 20 pounds or 10 pounds or 50 or whatever. And by when? And exactly be specific about how you're going to do it. Oh, well, I'm going to watch my diet. Well, that's not specific enough. What are you going to watch in your diet? Are you going to count your calories? Are you going to eliminate particular foods? Oh, I think I'll work out more. Well, how much more? Are you going to work out 3 times a week? And it's the same way with planning a business. They say, oh, well, I really want to be a healer and have a private practice. Okay, well, how many clients do you envision seeing per week?
Yes.
You know, how many books do you want to sell? How many students in your workshops do you want to have? How much money do you want to make in a particular year?
Mm.
And by being specific, you're actually asking the universe more to bring you what you want. It's like going to a restaurant and the waiter comes to your table and says, well, what can I bring you? And you say, oh, some food.
Right.
And the waiter says, got lots of food. What do you want? Well, bring me some meat and vegetables. Well, we have chicken, we have fish, we have steak, we have, you know. So it's like no, you know, I want, you know, a chicken filet, medium rare,
yes,
with French fries and, you know, whatever. I mean, it's not the best food in the world. You know, you've got to say to the universe specifically what you want, and it's sort of like having a very specific shaped cup that you hold under a faucet.
Mm-hmm.
The cup can then fill with the water, but you have to have something solid to catch that flow in.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. I mean, really, we have to have more and more plans and more specifics, and the more specific we get, the quicker we get to getting what we need and moving on to, you know, finding exactly what is right for us in our lives. So,
I'll give you an example. Yeah. There was a woman in one of our workshops who decided that she wanted to go back to school and get her master's degree in counseling, and that was her dream. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to go to Naropa Institute in Boulder, and she realized that the master's degree program would cost her $60,000 over 3 years. And so she set her focus on that, and after the workshop, a relative wrote her a letter and said they were willing to finance school, and they would give her $60,000.
Wow.
I mean, she got money to the penny.
Yes, that's amazing.
And it was not, she said, oh, I want $60,000. Right. I want $60,000 for a particular purpose.
Yes, yes, yes. It's that specific, exactly knowing and defining what you want, which is so important. Well,
yeah.
You know what? We're just about out of time here, and I just want to remind listeners, there, it's called Creating on Purpose, your book. And it's excellent. It's a step-by-step book to help you out. It shows you how to keep on track, just like Anna Dale was just saying, with your intentions, whatever they may be, personal, financial, social, you want to create a dream in 2013 and beyond, this is the way to do it. The book is for you. It's step-by-step, and it helps you. It's very psychologically oriented, and it makes a lot of sense, and also encompasses a lot of the principles of manifestation, law of attraction, and utilizing the chakras as well. So Anna Dea, Judith, thank you so much for coming on. Lion Goodman, I really appreciate both of you coming on. It's kind of cool to have a tandem interview here with two authors at the same time. I love that.
We love
yeah,
teaching together, and people can find out more at creatingonpurpose.net. We have a lot of resources there for free, as well, including a couple free chapters of the book.
Yeah, we have downloaded meditations they can do, a video of one of our exercises, and information about an upcoming workshop happening at Kripalu Yoga Center in February 18th to 22nd. And you can find out all that about on our website, Creating on Purpose.
Great. I was just going to ask how they can get in touch with you. So super. It'll be up also in our archives after late tomorrow afternoon. We'll have all the information how you can contact Anna Dea or Lion and find out more about them, and also how to get a hold of their book, which really is terrific. It's a very helpful book and will help you change your life in 2013, Creating on Purpose. Well, have a wonderful new year, both of you, and thank you so much again for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Michelle. It's been great.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye. All right, guys, if you have any questions, again, you can always call me here on the show if you'd like, 323-203-0815, and or you can email me, docmichelle@aol.com, and I can give you more information about their book. Hope it helped today, you know, so if you would like to stay tuned. Please do so. Stay on the couch. There's more great programming here on LA Talk Radio. CBS News is coming up. Let you know what's going on. As I always say, do take care of yourself first, then you'll be great for other people. That's the way it works in the world. It's Dr. Michelle. Have a good day. Bye-bye.